إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of attitude and how this affects our lives. The attitude of ubudiyat, the attitude of Islam, which is an attitude of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was mentioning for you the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which starts from the ayat before Surah Ayatul Kursi and then continues thereafter. We heard them in the first rakat also today. Now, talking about that, yesterday we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. Allah said, Allah is the wali of the believers and He takes them out from darkness into light. Now, darkness and light in this case is meant figuratively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that to illustrate. And by this is meant, darkness means misguidance, light means guidance and knowledge. The interesting thing to reflect on is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that He will change material conditions. If you think about darkness and light, what happens with darkness and what happens with light? Supposing you are walking on a street and the street has some potholes, the street has some stones, some rocks, some whatever. If you are walking on the street, whether you walk on the street in darkness or in light, the street itself doesn't change. The pothole will not change by itself. If there is a rock in the middle, the rock will not move itself. What will change is your ability to look at that. In darkness, we don't see it. We do not recognize the hurdles in our path. We do not recognize the benefits in our path. We do not recognize the dangers of the path. We do not recognize the whatever is good in this path. But once there is light, then the path is still the same. But we are now able to negotiate that path without harming ourselves. We are able to take advantage of the good things in this path and we are able to avoid the dangers of the path. So the path itself has not changed. What has changed is our ability to deal with this path. This is what Islam does. This is what knowledge does. This is what ilm does. Ilm does not change the situation on the ground. It changes our ability to deal with that situation. It does not change the adversity into relief, but it enables us to see the adversity in its reality. We don't see the adversity. A person, what is the difference between how a person of knowledge, meaning a person who is a Muslim and who has submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, what is the difference between how that person looks at adversity and somebody who has no knowledge, who is in darkness, how that person looks at adversity? The one who has no knowledge will see adversity as pure evil, as something in which there is no good, cannot be any good, and his way or her way of dealing with that adversity is through either through anger or through complaining and crying and weeping and moaning and groaning. There's no other way. What else is there? But a person of knowledge, somebody who has ilm, who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mashiyat, who understands, who knows who Allah is, who knows who himself is, and he has submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that person looks at adversity, they see it very differently. And we have the finest example of that, which these days, the days of Dhul Hijjah, which are leading up to the day of Hajj, are days which commemorate exactly this, the life of a person who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not that one person alone, but his whole family, who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who understood the mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their whole approach to adversity was completely different from our approach to adversity. When Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family in the barren valley of Makkah, what was his wife's Hajar alayhi salam, what was her attitude towards this apparent adversity? What bigger adversity do you want? here is the husband leaving her in the middle of nowhere and going away without any explanation. Now, the face of it is that this is death. You are going to perish, because what else can happen? You are a single woman alone with a newborn baby. There is no one here. Absolute, you know, banjar biyaban. So you have to die. I mean, what else is there? I mean, the face of it is that this is death. I mean, there is no other way. Nothing else can happen except that you will die. But how did she approach it? She didn't approach it like this. All she did was she asked him, is this from your Rabb? Is this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do? And he nodded his head. She said, then go. Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow us to perish. Where does this yaqeen come from? That yaqeen, at that point in time, there is no evidence for this. And this is where we have to understand the use of the brain, the use of thinking must lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what happens with regard to atheism and so on, where people, atheists are not fools. I mean, everybody has got intelligence. But that intelligence takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the issue of darkness and light. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. He's born on the fitrah of Islam. So, effectively, he is born with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but goes towards darkness. A person, how many people do you know who? Yes, just yesterday I got a message from one of my friends who is now in Hajj, one of the ulama from South Africa. Somebody sent him a message, one of his students, saying that in the university where I am studying, there are so many Muslim boys and girls who have become murtad, who have become atheists. How does it happen? You are born in a Muslim home, and in South Africa, almost by default, you can say that you went to a maktab, you went to some madrasa, because that's a standard thing. Everyone who is a Muslim always goes. So after all of this, you have been introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have been praying in the masjid, Jummah, Ramadan, Quran, what not. Then how do you leave and go towards atheism? How is it possible? It's possible because of this. Because of the inappropriate use of intelligence. And shaitan misguides. And because the roots are not strong, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you only know the words, you don't get the feeling. You know about Allah, you don't know Allah. It's something which I have mentioned before. There's a difference between knowing about something and knowing. I gave the example of, say, some great leader or whoever. Do you know so and so? Yes, I know. You know means what? You know about the person. You may write a whole book on that person. But if you call that person, will he pick up your phone? No, he doesn't know you, you don't know him. Even though you know all about him, makes no difference that you do not know that individual. Whereas somebody who knows the individual may not know that much about the person, but he knows the person one to one. He picks up the phone, he calls him, he picks up the phone, he goes to meet him, he will meet him. And this, what is required is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Not about, I mean, knowing about is necessary, obviously, because if you don't know anything about somebody, but it's not necessary that you have to become a great expert on the asma wa sifat illahi ta'ala or whatever. It's the issue is, do you know Allah? Can you talk to Allah? Have you got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And a person who has ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ilan-nur. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing effectively is, He is turning on the light on your path. That is all. There is no path has not changed. The same path, everybody walks on the same path. Life is life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns on the light, and therefore we see with our knowledge. Yeah, this is something which I mentioned before. We see with our knowledge, we don't see with our eyes. We see with our knowledge, because seeing means to recognize what you are seeing, not just looking at it blindly. A camera also sees something, effectively speaking. It takes a picture. Many times the camera photograph is far clearer than what we see with our own eyes. But the camera is a dead thing. It doesn't know anything. It is taking a picture. Whereas when you are seeing, you are recognizing something. You see a red light in the street, you know this is a sign which says, I must stop. You're not just saying, oh, nice decoration. No, it means something. So therefore, what knowledge does and what is the meaning of Noor and Zulumat? And Zulumat is the difference between being able to recognize and see the dangers and the hazards of this life as compared with not seeing them. Therefore, you become the victim of those dangers and hazards. This is where, how does this happen? This happens with the ayat before that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the truth and falsehood have been separated, have been demarcated, have been delineated, have been clearly shown. The one who has rejected the falsehood and who has gone towards the truth has grabbed and has held a handhold which will not break. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is Sami'ul Alim, who hears and who knows. And after that is the ayat. Therefore what? Allah waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. So therefore, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the requirement, is the criterion to get guidance to the right path and to get the light on the path so that we can negotiate the path and we can see where we are going. Without ubudiyat, when there is rebelliousness inside, when we give precedence to our nafs, when we give precedence to our desires over the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are going in the opposite direction, towards darkness. And obviously, if you are going towards darkness, you know what is the result of that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to lead us to the path which is illuminated by His knowledge, so that we save ourselves, from our nafs, from the shaitan, and we lead a life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and which, in which we can recognize the reality of what is happening and deal with it accordingly. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.